The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with this week's devotional, Shaken. And it is based on Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3, and verses 10 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, "Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Chilling headlines kept coming at us all this last weekend. Magnitude 7.1. Quake felt far away. Aftershocks continue. Experts predict more. High anxiety. What do you do when terra firma under your feet feels like jello and nothing seems solid anymore? What do you tell the children? What do you tell yourself? Few things seem more frightening than earthquakes. They can make you feel pretty small. You don't even have to be near the epicenter to feel your life all shook up. It appears that some earthquake of sort is hit as you read today's scripture. As in Psalm 46, the psalmist draws upon the imagery of an earthquake and tsunami to express the pain of God's people. He tells of the earth giving way, mountains falling into the sea and waters rising. It is calamity. For the ancient Hebrews, the mountains and the earth underfoot symbolize everything reliable and stable in life. While on the other hand, the sea represented chaos and evil. As we read Psalm 46, we see that some disaster has struck, leaving the people of God feeling that everything solid, everything that was reliable, has slipped into chaos. We do not know what has happened to them, but it feels like, it feels like an earthquake. It tops the Richter scale. The psalmist is taking up here the question of what God's people are to do when calamity hits, when defeated in battle, when the biopsy comes back cancer, when a spouse walks out, when the stock market tumbles, or more personally, what do you do when life gets turned upside down in one way or another? I am helped in chaotic times by the Holy Spirit's command in this psalm, as in verse 10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Yes, everything is shaking, but be still. I must resist the urge to rush around trying to fix in order to first be still before God. The Hebrew word rapha, translated here as be still, it is an interesting word. Rapha has different shades of meaning in scripture, but the basic idea is to let go, to let the arm fall limp, to cease, to relax. It is a picture of a soldier's arm letting go his weapon and a farmer letting go his hoe. It's stopping everything in order to be still. Be still and know in your experience, not just in your head, but be still and know in your experience that he is God and Lord over all. The year 1527 was an earthquake kind of year for Martin Luther. Roland Bainton, in his classic biography on Luther, says it was, quote, "it was the deepest year of Luther's depression." Luther struggled. But one day, as Luther was praying today's scripture, Psalm 46, the Spirit of God spoke to him. Luther then put pen to paper and he wrote the hymn, "Ein feste Burg," or "A Mighty Fortress." Writing in his native German, Luther compared our God to a Festungsburg, our mighty fortress. The psalmist's image of God as our refuge and fortress in trouble, it stirred in Luther's mind the image of a burg, our high impenetrable fortress in the German mountains. And Luther knew in his troubles that he could flee to God for safety. I do not know what tragedy, what calamity, what setback has blindsided you. But the Spirit of God says, be still and know that I am God. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Earthquake or not, calamity or not, I like to often stop in order to be still before God and to pray like this. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thanks for listening.